Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan has had plenty of advice this week, along with some helpful criticism.
But it strikes me that if a nominee does not have judicial experience, they should have substantial litigation experience. Ms. Kagan has neither.
How should she study up? What book should she read as she heads for the highest court? One listener suggests To Kill a Mockingbird.
To believe firmly in the integrity of our courts and of our jury system. That's no ideal to me. That is a living, working reality.
Literary perspective. Apart from the Constitution, what do you think should be on Elena Kagan's summer reading list? Tell us on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. I'm Lynn Scherr in for Celeste. It is Friday, May 14th. Hi, John.
Good morning, Lynn. You know, Elena could just, like, ditch the book and do the DVD of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Right? I think we should point out to our listeners that was the movie version,
Gregory Peck,
not the
did
book
the audio book. Isn't that great? Actually, Patrick Henry Bass, our friend, is assembling a reading list for Elena Kagan. We want you to help with that. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's get a check of the morning's top news. BP is trying a new tactic in its attempt to stop the oil from gushing into the Gulf. It's using undersea robots to insert a tube into the pipe the oil is escaping from. The plan is for this tube to siphon the oil to a tanker on the surface. Then they'll try again to put a box over the wellhead to contain the leak. Okay. Meanwhile, a report this morning from our partner, the New York Times, says the federal agency in charge of offshore drilling did not have the required permits when it allowed BP to drill in the Gulf. Attorney General Eric Holder now says three people arrested yesterday had links with the main suspect in the failed car bomb attack in Times Square. He said the three may have provided money to the suspect, Faisal Shahzad.
There's at least a basis to believe that one of the things that they did was to provide him with funds. I think it, though, is a significant step.
It's not yet clear whether the three men knew how the money was going to be used. A fourth man has reportedly been arrested in Pakistan.
Sarah Palin takes to the stage at the National Rifle Association convention today. That, as incumbents across the country nervously look ahead at November's midterms.
Violent clashes have spread through Thailand's capital, Bangkok, this morning. Tens of thousands of soldiers are trying to seal off a fortified camp in the city erected by anti-government protesters. Reports say many people have been injured, including three journalists. China's prime minister says he's distraught by the recent attacks in schools that have targeted children. It's the first comment by the Chinese leadership on the violence that's claimed at least 18 lives, most of them small children in school.
Here at home, some bank fees are coming down. The Senate has voted to force big banks to reduce fees for debit card transactions. It was a major defeat for banks which lobbied hard to defeat it. Finally, Portugal is the latest country in Europe to impose austerity measures to cut its deficit, that following similar moves in Greece. In the markets, Asian markets are down. So, too, are European indices. Futures are down, too. The Dow gets underway at 10,997. The S&P opens at 10,157. And the NASDAQ opens at 2454.
As I mentioned, today we're coming up with a reading list for Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan. We want to get your ideas. And now you can reach us by text. Come up with a reading list that rivals our friend Patrick Henry Bass, the senior editor at Essence, who's going to be here at the end of the program. You can text your suggestions by texting the word TAKE to 69866, and we'll tell you where to go from there. That's TAKE to 69866. Standard message and data rates may apply. We'll talk more all about this texting and how to reach us. You can certainly use the old 8778-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. In a moment, we're going to talk about the anti-incumbent mood around the nation. That's coming right up.